Hello, my name is Norbert Kamiński, and today I'll present you possibilities of integration FWPD LVFS with OpenSense and PFSense. I'm working at 3MDEP Embedded Consulting System. So let's start my presentation. Let's begin with agenda. Okay, I will start with Project Genesis, then I will go to overall information about FWPD. After that, I will go to FWPD tool architecture, and I will go to PFSense proof of concept work and OpenSense proof of concept work. At the end of my presentation, I will tell you about existing issues, and then I will go to our future steps. At the end of my presentation, there will be also time for questions and answers. Okay, let's start with who am I. My name is Norbert Kamiński. I'm embedded systems engineer at 3MDEP. I'm also open source contributor, mostly to FWPD and Yocto layers. In my scope of interest are firmware upgrade tools, virtualizations, and embedded Linux. Here are the links of my social medias and another ways to catch me. Okay, who is 3MDEP? We are licensed core boot service providers since 2016 and leadership participants. We are UEFI adopters since 2018. We are Yocto participants and embedded Linux experts since 2019. We are also official consultants for Linux Foundation FWPD LVFS project since 2020. And we are IBM OpenPower Foundation members since 2020. At the beginning of my presentation, let's answer the question why we want to do such integration as FWPD LVFS for OpenSense and PFSense. Routers are highly popular attack vector, so they must be secured in the proper way. The security of the whole system is not determined only by the software it runs, but also by the firmware. The mitigation of the vulnerabilities provided by the firmwares can be easily done with the firmware updates. To this purpose, you need proper update tools. And here comes FWPD LVFS. And that's why we want to do such integration for OpenSense and PFSense. Also, our products, Basic Firmware Update Integration and Dash Arrow, will benefit from this integration. Basic Firmware Update Integration is a service that allows integrate firmware updates for your devices. And with this integration, we will be able to integrate firmware updates for routers. Also, open source firmware Dash Arrow will benefit from this integration because it has the firmware line for routers, and there then we'll be able to easily update the Dash Arrow with this integration. Okay, let's go to some overall information about FWPD LVFS. The FWPD LVFS is one of the most popular firmware upgrade softwares. It's mainly focused on the Linux, but some functionalities also works on FreeBSD and Windows. Most of the time, end users doesn't know what exact hardware do they have, so FWPD project can query the hardware for them, and it can check if there are some possible updates for their devices. The LVFS is the secure place to store firmware updates. It can be used by the manufacturer to upload the very updates, and then it can be deployed to the end users. So FWPD can be a good way to simplify the process of the firmware updates deployment for the manufacturer, and it kind of facilitates the firmware update process for the end users. Here is the architecture of the FWPD LVFS project. It is split into three layers, and let's start with the session layer. In the session layer, there is FWPD manager, which is the brain of the whole update process. At the beginning of the update process, the FWPD manager refreshes metadata, and it downloads it from content delivery network. In the metadata, there are information about supported hardware and new updates. And FWPD managers query the actual hardware that is in the device with the FWPD daemon and checks if there is any new firmware version. If there is, it asks the user if he wants to use it. If he says yes, then it's querying the LVFS and it downloads firmware update. It validates these firmware updates with JCAD file, which contains checksums and informations about signature. If everything is as expected, it sends firmware update to the FWPD daemon, and FWPD daemon connects with the actual hardware and writes new firmware binary to the hardware. At the end of the firmware update process, it sends the report to the FWPD managers, and FWPD manager notifies the end users about success or failure. And that is how the FWPD provides the new firmware to your devices. Okay, let's talk about Linux vendor firmware service. The LVFS is a secure service where manufacturers are uploading their firmware updates. The LVFS deploys the actual updates to the end user devices. Information about new updates are stored in the metadata, and metadata is also deployed to the end users' devices. Actual updates is packed into cabinet archives. The cabinet archives contains firmware binary and contains a JCAD file. JCAD file is used to validate the binary. It contains checksums of the firmware binary, and it contains information about the GPG signature of the manufacturer. Also, the PKS7 signature is used to sign the firmware binary. Manufacturer is signing the binary during the firmware upload. So one who we trust is the manufacturer, and we are not relying on the FWPD LVFS signature. Okay, it's time to start actual core of this presentation, which is proof of concept work for pfSense and OpenSense. pfSense is FreeBSD-based open source firewall and router developed by NetGate. It features in unified threat management, multi-WAN, load balancing, and many more. In this proof of concept, we used PCEngine's APU2 router firewall board and pfSense in version 2.52 and FWPD 1.74 and FreeBSD virtual machine in version 12.2. The initial step that were taken in this proof of concept work was installation pfSense at PCEngine's APU2. We used USB installation media to install pfSense on the PCEngine's hard drive. Then, after the installation, we need to enable FreeBSD package repo. So we went to the pfSense configuration package and we add FreeBSD entry to this configuration. And as it is mentioned in the documentation, the development of the package pfSense packages should be done in the virtual machine. So we used to this purpose virtual machine FreeBSD 12.2. We created FreeMDEP's fork of the FreeBSD ports repository where we placed FWPD port for pfSense and OPNSense. And as you can see here, we've got mayfile snippet of the FWPD. We used the newest version of the FWPD at that point. Here we've got build dependencies. Here are libraries that are used by the FWPD during the build and during the runtime. And at the end of the makefile, there are meson arguments that are disabling the plugins that are used by the FWPD and which are not supported by the FreeBSD. The next step of proof of concept work will be building the FWPD package and dependencies which are not available in FreeBSD ports. So we started with installation of the existing packages and dependencies of the FWPD in pfSense and virtual machine. Then we cloned our fork of FreeBSD ports to the virtual machine and we've built FWPD dependencies that are libgusb, which is used by FWPD to connect with USB devices, libjcat, which is used to verify the packages of the FWPD, and library XMLB, which is used to parse metadata from the LVFS. And at the end, we have built FWPD itself. The created packages must be transferred from virtual machine to the pfSense. So to this purpose we used SCP and once it is transferred to the APU2 board, we can install dependencies for FWPD and FWPD itself. So after that, the last step we have to take before running FWPT is starting the DBus service. Okay, let's go to the actual demo of FWPT working at PFSense. Okay, so we've got PFSense, and at first we run the FWPD daemon. So we are changing right now directory to the FWPD daemon, and we are running it. Okay, as you can see, the FWPD daemon just found the CPU of PC Engines, and it found some external device that is connected to the USB. Right now, I'm running the FWPD version check. Okay, it's working correctly, and then I'm running FWPD help message. Okay. And the next step is running FWPD get device command. This command shows supported devices, and that's why the CPU is not available right now in this log. Okay. And now I will try to downgrade the firmware of the external device. Okay, as you can see, the FWPD found the existing firmware for external device. It let me choose the device firmware version, which I'd like to downgrade to. And after that, it is asking me if I want to downgrade this device. Of course, I said yes. And whole process is starting. The firmware cabinet is downloaded. After that, it is decompressed. It is authenticated with libjcat, and device is restarted. Here is the problem right now with update and downgrade of the firmware, because it's non-issue when the lib library, USB library from FreeBSD, is not seeing the device that was restarted, and that's because of the failure that will be seen in a moment. Okay, and we've got the failure. Of course, the failure is shown after get device, and device is no bricked. It's working properly. Okay, and that's the all for PFSense FWPD daemon. Now it's time for OpenSense proof of concept work. OpenSense is open source FreeBSD based router firewall operating system, which is developed by Decisio. Our proof of concept work is based on OpenSense 21.1. and PC Engine's APU2 router firewall board, and FWPD 1.6.2. The PFSense and OpenSense are FreeBSD based firewalls, and due to that fact, most of the PFSense work proof of concept work can be moved directly to the OPSS. Because of that, I will focus only on the differences between PSS and OPSS, and I will not duplicate the previous slides. So the main difference between OPSS and PSS is that we build the LWPD in the OPSS, not in the virtual machine that is FreeBSD virtual machine. Most of the LWPD dependencies were taken from the FreeBSD package repository, and we applied our PFSense port on top of OPSS ports, and it works mostly without conflicts. So it's possible to compile LWPD for OPSS, and then also we run it on OPSS. Right now, I will show you how LWPD works on the OPSS. So let's go to the demo. So as you can see, we are running on OPSS. We are running LWPD tool version check, and we are checking the possible devices. Well, that's all for this demo. Here is the list of issues that needed to be solved during the proof of concept work. This is the list of existing and past issues that we faced during the LWPD porting. So let's start with which is lack of etc OS release file, which is missing for PFSense and OPSS. So once we've created one empty file manually, it let us run LWPD tool correctly. The second problem directly connected to the OPSS is that on FreeBSD 12.1, including malloc-h causes the compiler to throw an error. So the malloc headers files needs to be replaced with standard library header file, and that problem is fixed in the FreeBSD 13.0. Next problems are connected to the exact plugins that are running by the FWPD. So if you want to add crucial plugins to the PFSense and OPSS, we need to add the support for GCC 10, which isn't available in the OPSS repository. Also, we need to add SRT support and FEVAR support. Also, here is the list of the future steps. At first, we need to find a funding for our future work. Then we need to fix the issues that we faced and we've described on the last slide. And then we want to add the support for new LWPD plugins. And also, we want to constantly upstream our work to PFSense and OPSS. So, if you are interested in LWPD integration for your device, please contact us. We are open to cooperation and discussion. Here are the links that you can catch us. Also, feel free to contact us if you think that we are able to help you in any way. Many thanks to my colleague Michał Kopecz, who did OPSS proof of concept work, and he helped me a lot with this. Thank you for your attention, and now it's time for the questions. And this CVEs are patched in newer versions of the firmware, and if we would have some tool to upgrade our firmware, it's our boards would benefit, and the security of the security of the end users also would benefit. So that's the main genesis of this project. So I'm waiting for more questions. Thank you. Also, if you had any feedback for that that idea of integration, OPN Sense, for integration FWPD for OPN Sense and PF Sense, I would really appreciate that. So, Rodrigo, I guess it's all from my side, from my presentations currently. Oh, so someone is typing. So maybe let's wait. Okay, so once again, thank you for your attention, and if you have any questions, I will be available in the hallway, and you can ask me after my presentation. Thank you once again, and maybe see you in the next year live in Brazil.